Houston, you got us now.
Hello there, Apollo 10. Houston's reading you loud and clear. We're going to start the dump.
Okay, she's all yours.
Roger, and your LOS will be at 123.18, about 17 minutes. And we owe you a power down list.
Roger, will you have it by then? Over.
If we don't, we'll find out why.
Okay.
Apollo 10 Houston, we have some information on potential power down items. Over.
Stand by.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Okay, if you don't want to interfere with tracking and photography operations, there's not much more that you can power down that you've not already powered down. However, if you elect to terminate your tracking and photography operations, refer to checklist page S2-8, which is power down SPS burn. Start at the top and start powering down those items. However, do not power down Bat C. Delete Bat C on main A and B from the checklist, and delete fuel cell pumps 3 off. Delete those two items and use that power down checklist as your guide. Over.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I was looking at that. I guess what I was looking for was some words on, not an emergency power down, but you know, in case this undervolt comes on and persists to stay on, there might be a few other little things that we've overlooked. Like I'm playing these heaters manually, we turn the portable heater off or turn the S-band off when we lose you, and a few of those things. I wasn't looking for the emergency condition, just maybe a few good words or something that would be very obvious to you and not to us.
Roger, you already done a pretty good job of figuring that out, Gene.
Okay, we thank you.
Okay, Houston Apollo 10, just keep us informed because this landmark tracking is real important. We get this bare wire down, and we've already got one set, and we're going to continue on here, and we'll monitor this cell, and naturally, if the thing really starts to go out on us, we know what the mission rule is on it. But right now, we plan to continue on and primarily concentrate on the landmark tracking. We have shot so much photography, we're about out of color film. We're saving a little bit for the way back. And we still have some black and white to go, and we'll do some of that. But the main thing we're going to concentrate on now is the landmark tracking, over.
All right, Roger, Tom. We see no reason to change your plan of attack. And we have changed to landmark tracking update pad, Foxtrot 1. Over.
Okay, stand by, and I'll copy it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, on Rev 25, target Foxtrot 1, the T2 time should be changed. T2 should be 124-08-03.
Okay, I got 03-30.
Roger, that's affirmative, and so far all the tracking data looks real good.
Roger, thank you. You got a pretty good way to evaluate it in real time there, over?
That's affirmative.
I didn't get all the marks on one of those places because I lost it in the sextant.
Roger, we copy, Tim.
I forget, it's one of the CPs back there, not one.
CP2 is
one. Roger, we detected that on CP2, but 130 is a real important one, and that's coming through real good.
Roger,
Apollo 10 Houston. We have a revision to the way in which we'd like you to maintain temperature in the cryo tanks. Over.
Okay, Jack, go ahead.
Roger, instead of using your heaters to maintain the temperature in the cryo tanks, use your fans manually. Over.
Okay, use the fans to maintain the pressure in the cryo tanks, right? Is that correct?
Use the fans to maintain the temperature in the cryo tanks. This will be a correction pressure. This will require less current and allow finer control. Over.
Very good. Thank you. Those are the kind of good words I really wanted. Thank you very much.
Roger. We'll try to think up some more. Apollo 10 Houston, you're going around the corner in about a minute and a half, but your AOS is 12404, and we'd like you to check and make sure the VHF is all off. Over.
12404, we'll check.
Yeah, Jack, I checked. All the VHF switches are all off.
Roger, thank you.